FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Three former security guards have begun serving time in prison for staging a robbery. They were each sentenced to 45 years in prison in the Ezingolweni Regional Court on Friday. In a statement, the Hawks say the trio and another guard who has since died were arrested in 2021. As after two armored vehicles that they were in charge of were intercepted and emptied of cash while traveling between Port Shepstone on the south coast and Kokstad. Officials say after being interviewed, it was established that they were involved in the robberies. Their homes were searched and over 700,000 rand was recovered. The DA says there is a need for specialized police units to tackle crimes against children like kidnapping and human trafficking. Party leader John Steenhuisen has made the proposal in a letter to President Cyril Ramaphosa. He says he's concerned about the country's spiraling crime rate. Steenhuisen says more courts need to be established.
We need to be able to have these courts there so we can quickly process these cases and make sure that the perpetrators are brought to justice and go to jail where they belong, where they need to serve their full sentence. We've also called for a bolstering of the National Prosecuting Authority's ability to be able to prosecute these cases, improving forensics and intelligence.
And abroad, Ukraine's president says he's grateful to US politicians who've backed a massive foreign aid package for his country. The majority of the funding will be used to arm troops who are desperate for Western weapons. The bill's likely to be signed into law next week. Vladimir Zelensky thinks it'll prevent the war with Russia from expanding.
The US House of Representatives voted today. I thank everyone who supported our package. This is a life-saving decision.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Your top story this hour. Three former security guards have begun serving time in prison for staging a robbery. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.